are never going to believe this, but the mini-mart was out of M&Ms. So I got Smarties, which are so not the same, but they'll just have to do. At least we have popcorn. Did you decide on a movie? Hi. I didn't know we had company. Right. Well, sorry to interrupt. Oh, yeah, we were, just gonna have a little roomy movie night. Can I actually talk to you for a sec, roomy? Just can we, like, go into the kitchen? Weakling! Weakling! What are you thinking, getting back together with your ex-girlfriend? She made you lock yourself in your room for 3 weeks. You were just telling me that you were over it. You looked me right in the eye and you told me that you were over it. How did she suck you back in? You know what, never mind. Don't answer that. I don't want to hear about her shiny, perfect hair or her sparkly eyes or how she lights a fire inside of you or whatever lame excuse you're about to give. How she put you under her spell does not matter. But you have to be better than this. You deserve better, and I'm not going to let her hurt you again. No, don't try to squirm out of this. I don't see how you could get back together with her without even talking to me about it first. I thought that we maybe, but I guess it was just being delusional. Wait, what? Oh. So, you did not get back together? She's really just here to pick up some earrings she thought she might have left. I jumped to the wrong conclusion. Sorry. I just saw you two on the bed with the sheets all rumpled and I assumed the worst. But she wants to get back together with you, doesn't she? That's what she said on the phone a few weeks ago. And you told her no? So you told her no? Oh, I guess she found the earrings. No goodbye, huh? Sorry for... I really thought that you were back together with her or something. Well, I mean, yeah. That would definitely upset me. Well, yeah, because I don't think she's right for you, but also because, you know, it would mean that you lied to me about being over her. Okay, well, it's good to know that you weren't lying. So, did you pick a movie? I've been dying to see that. Well, you told me it's really good. You sure you don't mind rewatching it? Okay, you set it up and I will grab the movie snacks from the kitchen. Or not. Yes? Hello, you grabbed my arm. Oh, right. Yeah. I remember saying that a few minutes ago. No, I guess I never got to finish my rant before you told me that she only came over to pick up earrings. But it was just a bunch of rambling. I was upset. Well, when I said that stuff, I was just feeling a little betrayed, I guess. Because for the past few weeks, you and I have sort of been connecting on a deeper level, I thought. Not only have we been hanging out more, you know, watching movies together, cooking together, grocery shopping together, but we've also been talking about relationships and our pasts and our futures, our dreams and what we want out of life and all that. I mean, we've really gotten to know each other. It's not like we're just roommates anymore. It's like we're friends. And friends tell each other things. So when I thought that you just got back together with your ex-girlfriend, the same ex-girlfriend who we agreed was bad for you, it hurt. It made me think that you didn't value my opinion at all. You're like, all those hours we spent talking about everything, like all that meant nothing to you. I guess in a way it felt like you were choosing her over me. And I thought that there have been times lately where I feel like you and I, so you felt it too. So I'm not delusional. You're definitely not back with your ex. I'm running out of. Okay, you're right, I'll stop talking. But is this gonna be weird? Living together? Living together is a pretty big step in a relationship. Are we ready for that yet? Yeah, nothing has to change, really, does it? We can still get to know each other. We can still watch movies and cook and go to the grocery store together. The only difference is now I don't have to fight the urge to kiss you. You smell good. The wonders a shower will do. Wait, what happened? How did it end? I didn't see you. I was too busy kissing your gorgeous face. It's not my fault your face is so kissable. No, everyone dies in the end. What? They can't end a movie like that. That's preposterous. What is even the point if everyone just dies anyway? They may as well have just had a giant asteroid hit the Earth in the first 5 minutes. Would have saved us an hour and a half. I wasn't watching it anyway. I was watching it. I glanced at the TV a few times. You weren't watching it either. I'm happy. This is not what I expected. I didn't expect that I would be your nice girl. A few weeks ago, after your breakup, and I knocked on your door and I laid down with you in your bed, I told you that one day you were gonna find a nice girl. You remember that? And I said that she would kiss your face and dance with you or laugh with you or something, I don't know. But even then, it didn't really occur to me that could be me. That I would get to kiss your face. I guess because we didn't really know each other at that point. You were just someone with a good credit score who responded to my roommate ad. I mean, we were friendly. We said good morning to each other. And I knew you were cool, but like in a, oh, I like this person kind of way. Not a, I like this person, we're going to be friends kind of way, you know? Like we didn't talk. We were acquaintances at best. It's crazy that someone can go from an acquaintance to, like, one of your best friends in just a span of a few weeks. Maybe when you live together, everything moves a little faster. You can get to know someone so quickly, because if you want to see each other, you don't have to call the person up and ask to hang out, because you're already sitting right in front of each other, sharing a box of cereal. Oh, right, except I never share my cereal with you. But I will now. I know I used to say no to sharing my food with you, but now things are different. Because now you have me wrapped around your finger, and I'll do anything you ask of me. Anything. Except watch that terrible movie again, because that sucked.